I'm well, thanks, Lee.
That's good. Our book of the week this week, what have we got?
Well, because it's football season, I thought we might do a football biography. And this is one of these footballers who you would think in the scheme of things, given his profile over the years, that a story or a biography of his footballing career would have been written. And it's really quite odd that it hasn't been.
All
and
right.
It's really good that Dan Eddy, a Melbourne author, has finally released a book called A Football Genius, The Peter Hudson Story.
Oh, very good.
And this is, I've been having a look at this over the last week or so, and I haven't read the whole lot, but the bits I've read I have found really interesting. Now, I must say to listeners that I've never played football, and I wouldn't describe myself as being a really good student of the game, but I'm interested in the history of it, and I suppose I'm of an age that I remember Peter Hudson playing, and he was extraordinary then, and you read about it now in print, and it just reinforces the fact that, yeah, he was one of those extraordinary freak full forwards who were just phenomenal. But it's interesting all the other things he's done with his life. You know, coming from very humble beginnings in New Norfolk, but being coached in country football in New Norfolk and then playing a short TFL career, going to Hawthorn, coming back to Tasmania and playing in the TFL again, probably half fit, but still, you know, kicking goals like there's no tomorrow, and dragging the punters into North Hobart. The TFL, this is digressing just a moment, the TFL just must have rubbed their hands together when Peter Hudson came back, because all of a sudden, the crowd attendances at the TFL matches just went through the roof. I mean, for one of the grand finals at North Hobart, and for those of us who know North Hobart Oval, this is not a large football ground by any stretch of the imagination. They squeezed 15,000 people in there for one of the grand finals that Peter Hudson played in. And then he was a very successful businessman running the Granada Tavern out at Berrydale, which in that mid-1970s through to the mid-1980s period was one of the major night spots of Hobart, and certainly for the northern suburbs of Hobart. And then he went back to football and has had a range of roles as footballing director, coaching director, not a coach, but behind the scenes, running the football departments, this kind of thing, and has done that successfully at a number of the major VFL clubs. And then the book touches on the fact that his son went into football and became a star player himself, obviously in a different mould to his father. But like his dad, Paul Hudson also won an AFL premiership. So it's a really, really interesting book. And Dan Eddy has structured this book in a number of the chapters in the ways of interviews with other people who played with or against Peter Hudson. And so it's a really interesting insight into what other people thought of Peter Hudson and their observations of him as both player, coach, and as a football administrator.
Well, there you go, A Football Genius, The Peter Hudson Story, Dan Eddy, our book of the week this week. And it obviously gets the tick of approval from you, Tim.
It does indeed, and for those of us who like a few illustrations, there are some phenomenal old photographs in there, and I can tell listeners that if they enjoy really having a look at the detail of some of these photos, they'll find them really interesting. There are some great shots. Dan Eddy's done a fantastic job at researching some very appropriate photographs to go with the text.
Thanks for that, the Savo. Tim, really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Lee.